every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. Rely not on your wealth. Say not, I have the power. Rely not on your strength in following the desires of your heart. Say not, who can prevail against me, or who will subdue me for my deeds? For God will surely exact the punishment. Say not, I have sinned, yet what has befallen me? For the Most High bides his time. Of forgiveness be not overconfident, adding sin upon sin. Say not, great is his mercy, so my sins he will forgive. For mercy and anger alike are with him. Upon the wicked alights his wrath. Delay not your conversion to the Lord. Put it not off from day to day. For suddenly his wrath flames forth. At the time of vengeance you will be destroyed. Rely not upon deceitful wealth, for it will be no help on the day of wrath. The Word of the Lord. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones to believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. In our Gospel today, Jesus tells us, everyone will be salted with fire. That's a very interesting phrase, of course, that reminds us that we will all be tested, and we'll all be purified. Like within us all, there are parts of our lives and our hearts that need to be kind of burned off, right? The bad stuff needs to be burned off, and so that what remains is the true heart of the person that God intends for us and that God made in us. And that process can be difficult, right? And so when we hear about some of these admonitions that we saw in the book of Sirach in the first reading and then in the gospel, that we have to be wary, we have to be on guard, and we have to be vigilant about what is going on within us so that we may act in ways that are true and not in ways that are false. And that process of facing our own faults and our own temptations and making a choice for God and allowing his grace to cleanse us and to heal us, that's part of the purification. That's part of being purified by the fire of his love, as it were. So we should never fear that, but respect that and know that we have to be careful in our lives, as in our journey to God. We can't just take it easy. We have to be purposeful in seeking after the good and allowing the Lord to purify our hearts.